Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Gopichana Balamba Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopichana Valamba Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Mrachachana Ranchana. Yashoda Nandana Mrachachana Ranchana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Oh, Rama, Rama, Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya. Prabhupada, Nitya Govari
Astotra Sri Srimati Sivan Grishila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Anantikoti Vaishnava Rindaki Jai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem se kaushi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakund Radhakund Kiri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Nathura Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Yamuna Devi Ganga Devi Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Brihad Madanga Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Yagi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Janita Go Pramanandi Hare Bol. All glorious to the Assembled Devotees, Hare Krishna. All glorious to the Assembled Devotees, Hare Krishna. All glorious to the Assembled Devotees, Hare Krishna. All glorious to the Lotus Feet of Sri Guru and Sri Garanga. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Stand and tell. Srimati Bhakti Tita Swami Yati Namo Namaste Krishna Thay Rabbi Dashi Tita Vishu Loka. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, so we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 10, text number 182 through to 190. So we'll chant 182 together, and I'll also read the other verses through to 190, which is the end of the chapter, and then we'll have some discussion. Prabhu. Kahe Vishnu Vishnu Ki Kaha Sarvabhuma Atistuti Haya E Nindara Lakshana. Prabhu Kahe Vishnu Vishnu Ki Kaha Sarvabhuma. Ati stuti haya e nindara lakshana. Prabhu kahe Vishnu Vishnu ki kaha sarvabhuma. Ati stuti haya e nindara lakshana. Prabhu kahe Vishnu Vishnu ki kaha sarvabhuma. Ati stuti haya e nindara lakshana. Prabhu kahe Vishnu Vishnu ki kaha sarvabhuma. Vaishnavis.
Prabhu Kaya Vishnu Vishnu Kika Sarvabhauma.
Prabhukahe Vishnu Vishnu Kika Savapoma Ati Stuti Haya E Nindara Lakshana Prabhukahe Vishnu Vishnu Kika Savapoma Ati Stuti Haya E Nindara Lakshana Prabhu Kahe, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vishnu Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Ki Kaha, what are you speaking? Sarvabhauma, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ati Stuti, overly glorifying, Haya, is a this Nindara Lakshana symptom of blasphemy. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what are you saying? Lord Vishnu, save me. Such glorification is simply another form of blasphemy. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little embarrassed by the Bhattacharya's statement. Therefore, he uttered the name Vishnu to save himself. The Lord herein confirms that if one is overestimated, glorification is just another form of blasphemy. In this way, he protests this so-called offensive statement. I'll read the other verses to the end of the chapter, which is text number 190. Let's see if we can do the Bengali. Etabali Bharatire Lana Nija Vashaila Bharati Goshani Prabhura Nikate Rahila. This is 183. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Brahmananda Bharati with him to his residence. From that time on, Brahmananda Bharati remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rama Bhadracharya Ara Bhagavanacharya Prabhupada Rahila Duni Chadi Savakaya. Later, Rama Bhadracharya and Bhagavanacharya joined them, and giving up all other responsibilities, remained under Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shelter. Kashishvara Goshani Aila Aradine Samanakariya Prabhu Rakila Nijastane. The next day, Kashishvara Goshani also came and remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who received him with great respect. Prabhu Kelanakara Na Ishvara Darashana Age Loka Bida Sabha Kari Na Niravana. Kashishvara used to usher Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the Jagannath temple. He would precede the Lord into the crowd and keep the people from touching him. Yata nada nadi yache samudre milaya Aiche mahaprabhura bhakta yahan tahan haya. As all the rivers flow into the sea, all the devotees throughout the country finally came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shelter. Shabi ashi milila Prabhura Sri Charane Prabhu Kripa Kari Shabaya Rakila Nijastane. Since all the devotees came to him for shelter, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed them all mercy and kept them under his protection. Eta Kahila Prabhura Vaishnava Milana Iha Yeshu Ne Paya Chaitanya Charana. Thus I have described the meeting of all the Vaishnavas with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whoever hears this description ultimately attains shelter at his lotus feet. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yaha Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitam Rita Kahe Krishna Dasa. praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy. I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 10th chapter, describing the Lord's meeting. The Lord's meeting the Vaishnavas upon his return to Jagannath Puri from South India. Magyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're reading from Madhilila chapter 10, and it's an interesting series of events. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is responding to a statement made by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Actually, he's also responding to a statement made previously by Brahmananda Bharati, who is actually recognizing the position of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Madhya Lila text number 178 of this chapter, Brahmananda Bharati, he concludes, although I was worshipped for those and by those on the path of monism and initiated into self-realization through the yoga system, I have nonetheless been forcibly turned into a maidservant by some cunning boy who is always joking with the gopis. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is confirming the statement of Brahmananda Bharati and also the statement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who replies that you have a deep ecstatic love for Krishna. Therefore, wherever you turn your eyes, you simply heighten your Krishna consciousness. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then also explains that both statements are correct. Krishna gives direct audience through his mercy. So, Lord Chaitanya, in response to that, he is calling out, Vishnu, Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, save me. And then he makes this point about glorification and how it is another form of blasphemy. We have an extremely refined and exalted theology in the pages of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know that Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Actually, he is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. That in most theologies and traditions, there is an understanding that God is great. Right? Jai, Shishi Radha Landanishwara ki jai. Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Shishi Gonitai Guru Parampara Srila Prabhupada Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Generally, in most theologies, there is the understanding that God is great. But actually, our theology is different. In the teachings of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the teachings of the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we do not accept that God is the greatest. We consider that there is something greater than God. And that which is greater than God is love of God. Love of God is in the superior position. And because love of God is in the superior position, the devotee of the Lord is also in that superior position. Lord Chaitanya, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the Supreme Enjoyer. Well, let's go back. That's not quite right. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the Supreme Enjoyer. Lord Chaitanya is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is taking on a different position. And the reason why he's responding like this is also because in the position of the devotee, he is also giving the example of how one behaves. So, Krishna has already come. 5,000 years ago, Krishna came and he spoke the Bhagavad Gita. And he gave the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dhamma paritya ja mamikam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo moksha yishami masucha. He gives the instruction that ultimately we are meant to surrender to the Supreme Lord. But there's something more powerful than instruction. More powerful than instruction is example. More powerful than the instruction is the example. Because the instruction can be considered philosophical, but there is an expertise in how philosophy is applied. I was meditating recently. We were doing a program, a youth program last night. And we were just talking about this point, or we touched upon this point. More powerful than the instruction is the example. Because expertise means the ability to take an instruction and expertly apply it. Right? Just like in the outside world, there are millions of books on how to do so many things. But where they may fall short in so many respects is one needs to see how expertly to apply that particular teaching. So Lord Chaitanya, being so munificent, he goes that extra step. That extra dimension is there. You have the teaching. Now this is how you put the teaching in practice. Because Krishna consciousness is a sadhana, it is a practice. I was researching something on how religion is portrayed in the modern world. And there was one speaker, it was interesting, and he was talking about evidence-based spirituality. Right? I thought it was a very good concept, because really that is what we've been speaking of, and that is what Srila Prabhupada gave. Evidence-based spirituality. So the idea is that the philosophy then becomes a dynamic part of the individual. Right? It is not something simply contemplated on the intellectual or mental platform, but it is something that is lived. Right? It is something that is seen, and therefore it is also something that is tasted. But in order to taste something, one has to know how to approach that particular activity or practice in a very, very expert way. And that is what we have in the life and the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? God is showing us perfectly how a devotee acts, how he behaves, how he responds. And in that way, he is also demonstrated directly how one tastes love for Krishna. How one experiences the love of God. Something which is so rarely spoken of in practically any religious philosophy. Generally, in no other philosophy do you hear what the experience is of tasting love for God. Although the sentiment that one is meant to love God is also expounded. So one aspect of that, which is very powerful, very essential, and very profound, is the expressions of humility. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. He is the Supreme personality of Godhead himself. But what? But Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto Bhagavatam, he describes the same supreme personality of Godhead as Channa Avatar. And elsewhere in Shastra, he's described as Gupta Avatar, meaning that this incarnation is hidden. This incarnation is hidden. He is acting as a devotee, hidden avatar. And in that mood of the devotee, he is showing us perfectly what we are meant to do. And this humility is the foundation of transformation. Because in Krishna consciousness, in one sense, we're not so interested in philosophy, right? It can be a trap. Because philosophy can lead one, if it is ingested the wrong way, to feel that they are very advanced because they know so much. It can lead one to feel that they are superior because they have more quotations from another person. But actually, philosophy is meant to be absorbed into the activities, the mood and the sentiment of the devotee. Because Krishna consciousness is ultimately meant to be transformative. Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, every acharya, they are personifying humility. So therefore, even though he's God, when he's addressed in that way, he himself calls out Vishnu's names in order to try and purify himself. And he's in that mood. It's not an act. It's not like, okay, I know what to do now. They've claimed that I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now let me act in this way so that, you know, they'll think I'm very humble. It's not a mood. It is a very deeply ingrained sentiment. Why in Krishna consciousness do we sometimes fall so short of the standard in terms of our actual behavior? It is because the teachings have not become rooted within the heart. There's a difference between understanding something intellectually and something being rooted within the heart. When it's rooted within the heart, then based upon however someone responds to you, you automatically react properly. Because you have become that. We have realized our humble position rather than intellectualizing our humble position. And so the response becomes actually second nature. Every single activity that an individual performs is an outgrowth or a symptom of that individual's consciousness. Everything. And someone who's very introspective or perceptive, let's say, they can trace back the nature of the consciousness of the individual by even the smallest or slightest activities of the individual. Due to how they walk, by their speech, by their particular movements, they can understand something very essential about the individual. Sometimes it is said that the face is the index of the soul. The face is the index of the mind, let's say. So even someone is thinking a particular way, and by looking at the mentality which is being expressed externally, one can understand so much about them. Just like when you're going around on the Monday morning, you don't have to interview the people to know that they're unhappy, right? Isn't it? It's written all over their face. It's written all over their face. Written in the activities, in the way in which the body holds itself, How all the muscles are so much tensed, in so many subtle ways, but you can feel that tension because these people are bracing themselves for another day in an existence in which they have no clue who they are and what they're meant to be doing. No clue whatsoever. Now, it is interesting that Lord Chaitanya here says such glorification is simply another form of blasphemy. In Krishna consciousness, we appreciate appreciation. It is part of the culture of Vaishnavism that we want to recognize and appreciate the good qualities of another individual. And it is part of the culture of Vaishnavism that we want to encourage each other in our devotional service. But every individual, every Vaishnava also has a particular appetite, right? Every individual has a particular appetite. In this verse, this word Lakshana is used. Lakshana has many different meanings depending on the context. So Lakshana sometimes can also mean or relate to a particular symptom, right? Just as we have the Sarup Lakshana and the Tatasya Lakshana. The Sarup Lakshana is the primary symptom of devotion, which is dependence upon Krishna, right? So, symptom, lakshana, there is also the qualification. How much can a particular person ingest, or how much can they absorb without becoming affected? In the history of our movement, when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, we noticed or we saw how his vyasasans were very large, right? He had very big Vyasa sands, and the kind of worship that he had was very extraordinary by so many Vaishnavas, devotees. And of course, with all of this glorification, he was unaffected. Right? That means that he had the ability to digest so much glorification, so much facility, so much resource without being affected and without being disturbed from his position as a pure, unalloyed servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to also consider, therefore, what is my ability to digest? Right? Even in Vaishnavism, in Krishna consciousness, we may receive some kind of glorification. We may sometimes receive resources, but we have to always increase the ability to digest. Digest means to absorb that which is nutritional from a situation and to let go of anything, right? Anything that can, let's say, cause ill spiritual health. You understand the point? Right? So that ability to digest, that ability has to actually increase, improve, develop. Right? The fire of digestion for the Vaishnava is the depth of their humility. Right? Our fire of digestion is the depth of our humility. In a conversation with one of his disciples, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna could give you the entire America tomorrow, but would you know what to do with it? That's what he said. But would you know what to actually do with it? If we develop this humility, then our movement will spread. Because the achievement of the Lord is known in this material world as fact. You understand? Whatever has happened in this world, whatever has been done by anyone, it is Krishna's potency that is coming through that individual to allow them to achieve that goal. As he says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the ability in man. Right? So everything that has been achieved, it is actually Krishna doing it or allowing it, let's say. So everything that has been achieved by anyone throughout history has been done, has been underwritten by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's when we're speaking simply of the mundane, materialistic people of this world. So what to speak of what he can do with the devotees who are surrendered to his will? But there is a catch. There is a catch. And the catch is related to this pastime here. That there has to be the capacity to be used. And that capacity to be used to achieve the purposes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that capacity is known in this world as humility. And that capacity is being described or being, let's say, displayed here by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. So, a question comes up that if Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and He's being glorified as such, then He's acting in this different way. Right? Again, it can seem contradictory. Now, in relation to this point, it is to be understood that Lord Chaitanya has a different intention to Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya's intention is not to come into this world and act as the supreme enjoyer. He is coming into this world to taste the sweetness of Krishna in love of God. He's coming as a devotee to taste Krishna's sweetness. And therefore, he doesn't care to think of himself as Krishna. Right? You see the point? He does not care to think of himself in that way. His idea is to experience the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost lover of Krishna. Therefore also, it is in line with that mood of wanting to be that which is, or those who are enjoyed, i.e. the devotee, it is in line with that mood that he responds in this particular way. Further to this, and this is extremely important for us, his response and a primary symptom of humility is he takes shelter of the holy names of the Lord. Right? He calls out Vishnu, Vishnu. In other words, as Prabhupada says in this purport, he uttered the name Vishnu to save himself. Now this is extremely important. Who do you take shelter of? Right. Who is the devotee taking shelter of? You can analyze an individual by the nature of their ashraya. Every single individual, whether materialistic or spiritual, every single individual, without exception, is accepting some particular form of ashraya, right, or shelter. The nature of the shelter is related to the nature of the faith. Everyone has faith in something. Therefore, Shraddha is an eternal concept and an eternal principle. Shraddha. Shraddha means heart, Da means place of shelter. Shraddha means literally that which the heart takes shelter in. So wherever one takes shelter, that is where they are placing their particular faith. And the trick of the material energy is to entice every living entity, including the devotee, to take shelter of something other than Krishna. And it's a trap. And the trap is something that Maya, being very expert, she springs further on in the devotee's life. One can be deviated by the quality of their faith. Think about this point very carefully. One can be deviated by the material energy by the quality of their faith. In the beginning, generally it begins, okay, it's Krishna. We will try this process, we will take faith in Krishna consciousness. But be very careful that as one moves on through their spiritual life, the faith doesn't deviate into something else. Right? The faith doesn't deviate into one's own so-called ability, for example. You see, what happens is, as we progress more, we need to draw more mercy, more strength, and more support. But the living entity, from the material point of view, will always have a limitation. Right? We have limited intelligence. We have limited material strength. And actually, every living entity also has limited determination. Right? So when you carry on practicing and you're taking shelter of your own limited ability, at some point in your journey, right, the fuel runs out. Right? And then the person gets stuck, because their own determination isn't going to take them any further. Their own intelligence is not going to take them any further. Right? Their own intelligence is not going to allow that particular devotee to pass the next test. Right? Or the test that goes beyond that, or the test beyond that. Right? The trick is this Sarup Lakshanam. Right? Sarup Lakshanam means something very, very powerful and something very, very specific. Sarup Lakshanam means dependence upon Krishna. Right? If we are intelligent enough to take shelter of Krishna and to refine that connection, refine that dependence, cultivate that lifeline, that connection, then what you're doing is you give yourself access to unlimited, and I do mean unlimited intelligence. And we may have experienced that previously, already in our spiritual life. It is a very powerful principle of Smaranam to remember how Krishna's mercy has manifested itself in your own spiritual life thus far. Right? Because whatever you remember or recall, it leaves a deeper and deeper and deeper impression within the consciousness. Right? So we have this pastime of Draupadi. So she is being disrobed in the assembly. Right? Now, as she's being disrobed, she's actually trying to protect herself. Right? So she's accepting herself as the Ashraya. She's accepting herself as the shelter. And it's not working. Right? Well, actually, we go back. It is working. Right? You could consider that up to the point that she had no other option but to let go, it seemed that she wasn't completely taken. Right? She wasn't completely lost. She was losing. But you see, there's a difference between losing and actually having been defeated completely. You may have an army which is in battle. The army may even be losing, and sometimes that army that's losing, they're not even aware of how much they are being made a casualty. Right? It is not immediately visible that this person is losing the war. Right? It is only at a particular point when the person introspects and when the person has an overview that they realize, my God, we're in some serious trouble here. That's the nature of the material energy. It is not that when you're losing, it is immediately obvious that you're losing. Right? Because Maya, see, we say Maya is very strong. That's okay. But you should understand that Maya is also very intelligent. Right? Very intelligent. So therefore, what's going on with the material energy is not immediately obvious. So, she's being disrobed. It's not completely obvious that you're losing. But what happens? What causes her to win? At a particular point, she realizes, I am losing, and I do not have the ability to win this situation by my own strength. Hey Govinda. Okay? And at that particular point, unlimited supply is given. Right? That's the point that's going on. Right? That situation and that pastime is emblematic and illustrative for every single one of us. Every single devotee. Right? The strength of the devotee is distinctly the fact that they do not rely on their own strength. The intelligence of the devotee is distinctly the fact that they do not rely upon their own intelligence. Right? The determination of the devotee is distinctly the fact that they do not rely upon their own determination. Don't let Maya cheat you. Cultivate dependence. Right? This is the sense in which every single living entity is feminine. Right? Doesn't matter what kind of body you're in, every single living entity is feminine because we are the dependents. You understand the point? And the more you depend, the stronger you become. Right? The more you depend, the more powerful you become. Why? Because it's not your power that's what acting through you. Therefore, in Krishna consciousness, the trick is to become smaller and more dependent. Right? In other words, you could argue that in Krishna consciousness, one is simply trying to increase their femininity, in one sense. Because you want to become the dependent. And this can be manifest in so many practical ways in our devotional life. Right? It's a practice. Right? Therefore, Prabhupada, there is the activity, and more important than the activity is the mood behind it. You can chant Hare Krishna in different moods. You can call Krishna's name in different moods. Right? Be very clear that because Lord Chaitanya is acting perfectly in the platform of a devotee, when he says Vishnu, he really has that feeling that I have no other shelter than you, Krishna. But you can say the name Vishnu and think that I'm doing quite well, but I'm going to call Krishna anyway, right? I'm quite strong, but I'll also do a bit of Krishna stuff as well, right? That mood is not dependent, although the activity is the activity of dependence. But because the mood is not one of dependence, that activity is disabled, right? That activity is disabled in some way. So the point is to get right the activity and to get right the mood. Okay? Because in some cases, the activity will not directly seem humble. Right? So Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee and he is walking. Have you seen Prabhupada walk? Have you seen images of Prabhupada walking? You have this, from the external point of view, this very aristocratic looking Indian gentleman with a cane walking with his nose in the air. Right? Does that seem humble to you? Right? Can you consider externally it's humble? It is humble. Right? But externally, it may not meet the what we may call the traditional image of humility. Right? There's so many statements Prabhupada would sometimes make where, you know, if you didn't know what Krishna consciousness was, you think, why is he saying that? You know? But this is the point. That personality is steeped in humility because everything that he's doing, it's being done to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even taking the authoritative position can be done to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead if it's actually done to further his purpose, to further his mission, to further his will. Right? We have a very deep understanding of humility. Our idea of humility does not mean meekness in the way that materialistic people think it does. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, how can we become humble? He said, just be bold for Krishna. Right? Why is that humble? It's humble because it's not about you, it's about who? About who?
Krishna.
That's the point. Whatever is done for Krishna's pleasure, that's our defining principle of humility. So when Prabhupada is chastising his disciples, who's it being done for? For Krishna. See, is he being humble? Exactly. That's the point. It's not a sentiment. It is not a sentiment. It is something very deep, right? You should know very clearly that sometimes the trap is the devotee wants to be considered humble. You ever had that experience? We want to be considered humble. Therefore, someone is doing something completely wrong. But if I say anything, people won't like me anymore. They won't think I'm popular. They won't think I'm a very humble and great devotee. So I'm not going to say anything. You see the point? Can you see the trap? Right? It's more about what people think about me than about pleasing Krishna. So there's a problem. Right? Don't fall for it. Humility means whatever will please Krishna. And if it pleases Krishna that you particularly address an issue, knowing, and I mean knowing, that when you address that issue, there's going to be trouble. Right? Of course, you don't address it in a way to invoke trouble, you address it in proper etiquette. right? But sometimes you address it in proper etiquette, and you know what Krishna's going to do? He's going to purify you by giving you some real issues because you decided that you were going to address the issue in proper etiquette, right? And that's your humility to take that issue, right? People don't want to hear that sometimes. I'm just being really honest. Sometimes even devotees, they don't want to hear that. I'd rather have an easy life, right? But you know, there's a statement by Prabhupada. Well, is an easy life and progress in Krishna consciousness go ill together? They don't mix, right? They don't mix. You see, generally, atmavamanyate jagat, everyone sees the world from their own position. And you should know very clearly that this is going on all the time. Right? So the brahminically inclined, for them, you know what's going to spread the movement? You know, until we establish, it's all about knowledge, nothing's going to happen, right? Because that's what's making it happen. That's what's going to really spread the movement. That's the brahminical mentality. Of course, the kshatriyas will tell you something different. The reason why our movement's going to spread is we need real organization, right? Until things are managed nicely, nothing's going to happen, right? You ever heard people say like that? And then you have another group, no, you know, we can't spread the movement. You know, we know the only thing that's going to spread the movement is we need money, right? If we don't get funds, nothing's going to happen. Yeah, you know, all these other people, they're just sentimental. But, you know, until we get the money, nothing's going to happen, right? No, the only thing that spreads the movement is devotion, right? Doesn't matter whether you're brahminical, whether you're doesn't matter what particular kind of inclination you have. The only thing that has ever spread this movement, the only thing that will ever spread this movement is devotion. You may express the devotion through your particular inclination, that's something different. But your inclination isn't the devotion. Right? It's very important. And humility, as Prabhupada says, means truthfulness. We have to understand that my inclination is just my conditioning. It's not that because I'm inclined this way, the whole world has to be like that. Right? Another symptom of humility is we encourage others according to their position. Not that I glorify whatever I'm good at, right? You know what? You know, whatever I'm good at, that's the real thing. Everything else is a counterfeit. It goes on. So it's a form of cheating. It is a form of cheating. So we have to be very careful. In Krishna consciousness, it's like a razor. Right? And if the individual isn't careful, they may just cut themselves off from extraordinary mercy and extraordinary pastimes and exchanges that Krishna had personally arranged for you. So we encourage you, increase the dependence. Do not rely upon your own strength in Krishna consciousness. Cultivate the connection, right? Cultivate the spiritual connection. Do the activity, but remember that activity also, it also implicitly comes with a particular mood, right? It comes with a mood. And if you can do the activity with the correct mood, then the mercy will manifest and will flow. Right now, the mercy will flow, excuse me, but only to a particular degree, because the mood that we have is also blocking us. But as the mercy is flowing, because the activity is done in the correct mood, you'll find that more and more experiences, more and more situations will manifest even beyond our own qualification. That is how you know the hand of Krishna is involved, because things are happening to you, around you, which you know, by your own intelligence and qualification, they shouldn't actually be happening. Right? Anyway, these are some considerations on this particular pastime. It's 8:35, so I think it's time for... Maybe we have time for questions? Yeah? Okay. Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu, for... So thank you, Prabhu, for a very inspiring class. And I just had one question referring to when earlier on in the lecture when you said that understanding something intellectually and from the heart, from the root of the heart, are different. And I was just wondering, how can you properly absorb the philosophy to make sure that it does hit the root of the heart and not just intellectually?
Mm-hmm.
Are there particular situations or ways that you can ensure that you digest it properly, as you put it?
Okay. So, again, the mood allows the process of digestion to take place. So we want to be established in this understanding that I am simply the servant. I'm not the servant of Krishna. That's a misunderstanding. I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna many, many times removed. Right? That's the mood to actually have. And the mood to have is that actually, if Krishna doesn't protect me, there's no way I can be successful. There's no way I can be successful. That mood is the mood of dependence. So if we read something, we should consider that I'm reading this in order to save my spiritual life. Yeah, like that. I'm reading this in order to save my spiritual life. Right? If I don't chant my name, if I don't chant the names of Krishna properly, I will fall. Right? If I don't read properly and try and absorb these teachings and apply it, I will fall down even more than I've fallen already. Right? If I don't interact with the devotees properly, I will fall down even more than I have already. Right? The mood is that whatever activity I'm doing in devotional service, the success or failure of my spiritual life depends upon how I do that particular service. Right? That will be the mood, because that will give that desperation, and then you will see every facet of spiritual life as your shelter. Right? And you will approach it in a mood of taking shelter. Right? That mood of real desperation, because it will also feed into the chanting. So Prabhupada gives this analogy of like a young child who has lost their parents, right? He said we should call the names of Krishna like a young child who's seeking the shelter of their parent. Yeah? Because the material energy is extremely powerful. I was explaining to the group we were preaching to last night, we did one exercise, and we were looking at how is religion portrayed or promoted in this world or seen in this world. And there's so many negative things. And then we got them to look at how would you present religion or spirituality in a way that people would really be more likely to accept it. And I was thinking in relation to that exercise that people are being bombarded with so many negative messages. There was an article in one newspaper about one doctor who had dared to tell one of his patients about God. He was a Christian, right? And the parent of the person he'd mentioned God to had complained, and they made a formal complaint. How dare this doctor talk about God? You know, it's disgusting. How could you possibly do that? Yeah, seriously. And I think it had gone to the General Medical Council. Right? Now, it's interesting, in the article, it's one thing that you see the article, but these people are so clever, they have the information about what's going on, and then they have a picture of the doctor. And in the picture, he looks a bit kind of arrogant and kind of, I don't care what you guys think. Right? So many people who read the article, they'll look at the picture and think, oh yeah, you see these people, these self-righteous, spiritual, religious people, yeah, that's what's bringing down, that's what's making society so bad, etc. It's all designed on purpose. It's designed on purpose to be like that. It's not an accident, So it's a miracle that anyone takes to Krishna consciousness, right? For every piece of spiritual or God conscious propaganda, you'd have to say there are probably well over 10,000 or more pieces of non-religious propaganda, right? So we are in Maya's abode, and we're seriously outnumbered. Seriously outgunned. So we have to take shelter. You see? So that mood is a mood based upon reality. It's not something you have to invoke. It's a full recognition of what's going on in this world. We're outnumbered, right? A small group of people in the most fallen age who are trying to go back to God in one lifetime. Right? In one lifetime. Right? Seriously outnumbered. So therefore we have to take shelter. Is that okay? Does that answer your question? Okay. Okay. Maybe one more if anyone wants to ask. If not, we'll end here. No? Okay. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Janta Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So thank you very much, Buddha Bhavana Prabhu. Nice to have you with us again. Nice to see you. It's grace, Buddha Bhavana Prabhu ki jai. So for the pleasure of their lordships, we have some Sankirtan scores from yesterday. In Radha's boutique, we distributed 7 books for 320 Lakshmi points. Transcendental shopping ki jai. And in Govinda's restaurant, we distributed prasadam to at least 271 guests for a total of 2,290 Lakshmi points. Transcendental prasadam distribution ki jai. So today is Saturday, opportunity for book distribution. A reminder to all the devotees, Saturday Sankirtan. So if everyone can try to distribute a few books or many books for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. And we can pray to their lordships for empowerment to do that.
Yeah, so just moving out, Raja's leaving tomorrow morning. It's his last day of the week, 2 months.
Okay. So Rajesh Prabhu is leaving our association, but he's going on to India, where he'll spend some time, I think, with family, and then also some time in Chaupati with the devotees there. So I'd like to wish you well. Thank you for your nice service here and association and speedy return. Hare Krishna. Rajesh Prabhu ki jai. Any other announcements? Anything else? Okay. So we'll offer our prayer to their lordships. Dear Shri Shri Radha Vandaneshwara, Jagannath Balaram Subhadra, Shri Shri Gorni Thai, and Giri Govardhan, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to the fallen conditioned souls of London. Please enable us to cooperate together in a mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We, your surrendered servants, humbly beg. Srila Prabhupada's chosen book distribution ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we just need volunteers to serve prasadam this morning on both sides. Okay, looks a little slow on the ladies' side and on the men's side, and volunteers to help clean up the temple room after breakfast. Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much. If everyone could please help with the prasadam chain, then we can bring prasadam and serve it up.
Hare Krishna.
He told me about the class you gave.
Huh?
He mentioned the class you gave.
Oh, what about it?
This is really good. Yeah, she's a lover fan. That's some. I don't know what was put on there.
Huh?
What was put on Facebook? What did it was
written?
You don't have to mention it. Like what time is it?